everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. In fact, it's almost always about that. Today's episode, we talk about Valentine's Day.
Grant surprised me.
Actually, don't say what.
I'll leave it at that. Grant surprised me.
We talk about Valentine's Day. We talk about the Super Bowl. We talk about sharks. It's a STEM podcast. Those who are,
as you know,
returning listeners, you know it's a STEM podcast.
And we also talk about two people who will remain nameless, yet to reveal, that got to go to the Grammys.
Oh, yeah. That's very exciting.
Find out who those two people
are. Find out who those two people are. I'm taping my comedy special in LA, March 16th. The tickets are available. Please come see that. It's going to be so much fun. We're ready to start the episode now. So, Grant, hit it!
May I ask, Gabe, why you are wearing sunglasses for the podcast today?
Because I'm different now.
Don't do this.
I'm different now because because this past week, I became...
You became a man?
I became Hollywood elite.
Those are the crappiest sunglasses I've ever seen in my life.
I became entertainment elite. And you want to know why?
You saying entertainment elite in $14 and plastic you sunglasses
why?
Is
hey,
crazy.
I'll have you know I got these at Nordstrom Rack 7 years ago. These
actually,
are Hollywood elite sunglasses.
I know you're doing a bit, but can I...
Entertainment
elite. I know you're doing a bit, but can I compliment you on the fact that I don't think I've ever had a pair of sunglasses for 7 years? That's hard to do.
I don't lose my sunglasses.
They break. They get lost. You sit on them.
I have sat on them before, but I don't lose them. Anyway, pretty much.
Gabe, tell
my whole life has changed. Everything. I'm different now. Anyone who's been watching the podcast or listening to the podcast will not recognize this voice or this flavor or this attitude because I went to the Grammys.
That's right. And guess who else went to the Grammys?
My sister went to the Grammys.
You're looking at her.
And guess which one of us was actually invited to the Grammys?
Me.
Neither.
Oh, neither of us, yeah. No, we were both plus ones.
Neither of us were invited to the Grammys. I was going to take the sunglasses off because now the bit's over, but I'm different now.
No, take the sunglasses off. It's crazy. Yeah.
For the listener, can you describe these sunglasses? What kind of vibe do they give?
I already did describe them as
okay, well, let's be more descriptive.
Okay, he said they're from 7 years ago. And ladies and gentlemen, they look like they're from 7 years ago. Remember when everyone was doing aviators that were not as wide as their heads? That's sort of what Gabe's got going
okay,
on right
now.
Okay,
not everyone was doing aviators not as wide as their heads. Some of us have wide heads. It's not about the aviators
my
being intentionally
My big thing
thin.
With sunglasses, I also have a wide head, if I can admit, here among friends. And
safe space.
I also have a wide head. And my big thing with sunglasses is just like, they just have to be as wide as or wider than my head.
No, agree. Otherwise, you look, or you got to go do those tiny, like, Doc Ock, Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man
I have
sunglasses.
Sitting over there, teeny,
even
tiny,
teenier,
like,
though.
Like vintage Miu Miu.
Little.
Which, by the way, they're not vintage Miu Miu. They were also
say,
$14.
You don't have vintage Miu Miu little teenies.
I actually looked for them online because this girl I know had them, and I was like, those are gorgeous. And then I saw the price, and I said, I'm just a girl from Michigan.
Yeah. Ultimately.
I'm just a sweet little girl from Michigan. There's no way I buy these vintage Miu Miu sunglasses.
I can't have vintage Miu Miu's. I grew up where it's cold.
I can't have vintage Miu Miu's. I've got cold in my bones.
I grew up in the seasons.
I grew up in the seasons, babe. And my street that I grew up on, we scootered around in the street.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
This is reminding me. I'm not sure how scootering around in the street means you can't have vintage Miu Miu's. Connect that for me.
If I lived in a bigger, more important area, there would be no way I could scooter in the street. There'd be cars on the street. And
I get
other
what you're saying,
because
you'd be in the city.
More important is bad to say.
Yeah, agree. Agree. How dare you?
On a global scale.
Kentucky.
On a personal scale, Kentucky Drive is the most important street in the world for me.
Agree.
To me.
This is reminding me, this no one who listens to this or watches this will be surprised by this, but do you remember before Mom and Dad redid the basement, you mentioned scooters?
Oh my God. Listener,
Allie and I this is a
friends.
Terrible, I don't even want to say it out loud.
Okay, actually, can I just say it out loud. As you introduce this topic, I literally like you know when your life flashes before your eyes before you die.
Yes,
I literally flashed through my head all the people that told me they listened to the podcast,
and you were like, they can't know this. It's so bad. Does Grant know? He probably remembers.
Gabe and
so
I.
So there used to be our bathroom, our basement before it was redone in the good Midwestern way, where it became like a movie watching den and just general hangout spot for teens. It was tiled with this ridiculous red and white tile that made the whole basement just like tile, bad tile.
Honestly,
It was like a big ugly chessboard.
Yeah, it was a chessboard, but now that I'm older, I'm kind of like, that tile rocks.
Bring back the tile. Yeah. I know. Allie and I, for whatever reason, because it was a big open space and we were so bored in the winters.
No, Gabe, it's not because we were bored. It was our artistic expression.
Okay.
We did synchronize scootering.
You said synchronize, which I really like.
Synchronized?
Yeah.
We did synchronized scootering acts. So we would like
Here's
make up a dance, like
yeah.
we like
no,
like
you
all
did.
No, you
can say synchronized scootering, and we know what it means. You don't have to describe what it means
to like a Stacey Arrico song.
What's devastating about this is that yet again, it's another thing that we say out loud that no one who listens to this or watches this or found us on clips on Instagram, thank you so much for following us, will be surprised by.
No, I know.
No one will be surprised by this.
But at the same time, it might be a unique experience. At the very least, I've never met anyone else that used to make up little scooter acts with their siblings.
Yeah. There's a reason for that.
But we would like put on a song and be like, okay, at this part, we go around the...
I hate you, but I love you. I can't stop thinking of you.
But then like...
Put your foot up behind you on the scooter, bro. Bro.
We were like that. You know that video of that little kid who's scootering and he's like doing arabesque? We were that, but too old to be cute.
Yeah. Too old to do it. And also... Neither of us were athletic enough to do anything other than
like we weren't doing tricks.
We would like go in a circle and then maybe like a quick leg pop, but not like an actual. We weren't doing like 180s, 360s.
Wait, do you remember the season of life where we thought we could do dance lifts? Where you would like
we numbered them, bro. This is I don't touch me on this episode. I'm actually having a bad time. I'm legitimately having a bad time because this was supposed to be, we're cool now and we got invited to the Grammys. Your dog is about to pull the cord out of the, this was supposed to be, we're cool now and we got invited to the Grammys and everything's different and aren't we so cool? And all you're doing is dredging up the most embarrassing shit.
I forgot about that so hard. Okay, so let me just breeze past this because I genuinely, you guys can't be knowing this about us, but we used to make up like scooter acts, but we also used to make up dances and we would like see lifts on TV or imagine lifts in our minds that dance partners would do. And we would, Gabe would like try to pick me, but like.
We didn't even have dance routines though. We just had.
We were just doing like athletic tricks.
It was just like number two.
Yeah. And we were like Cirque du Soleil. Wait, I'm so sorry. I think we both forgot about this for like 23 years.
There's a reason. I literally can't. I'm not going to be able to look at you for like 3 episodes because it's so embarrassing and I'm actually upset. And I'm actually upset. It would literally be like, okay, the number one. And we know that that's you running.
No,
and
I like, remember one was me being like starfish and you like picking me up from around my waist and we'd spin around.
But we were like, We were like 10 and 8, right?
Yeah, we were kids. We were kids. We were little. But the way we took it seriously is, yeah.
It's just how it goes. Biggie.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I have to stop your dog because my dog has food in that bag.
Hold on. Hey.
My dog's disrupting the podcast, but
He already peed.
This is a good time for...
Oh, wait. Okay, and we'll come back to Grammys.
Well,
Okay.
We do need to talk about the Grammys so that people think we're even 1 ounce cool.
So Valentine's Day is on Friday, 2 days from now.
Right. Yes, as the episode comes out. Great job, producer Grant.
Well, yeah. Today's...
Okay. Today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday at 5 a.m. I have a favorite Instagram dog. His name is Cheddarini. You can look him up on Instagram.
Can you say the name again? You pulled the mic away.
Sorry. His name is Cheddarini.
Grant has been obsessed with Cheddarini for like a really long
Will
time.
Will we get in trouble if we put a little photo of Cheddarini right here? I don't think so. We're promoting him.
Well, yeah,
Grant's holding something.
So, yeah. We'll put a little Cheddarini photo and we'll give the @ so people can go check out Cheddarini. Yeah.
Cheddar's my favorite. He has like 500,000 followers. He sold Valentine's Day cards, and I wanted to give my lovely sister, Alia Cheddarini, Valentine's Day card.
Oh my gosh! This is huge!
Let me show the camera first.
I'm so excited! I can't believe I get a Valentine's Day card on the pod!
It's probably not going to show it.
That's not going to work.
Let me see.
But we can take a photo of this and put it up.
I love you almost as much as I love barking at absolutely nothing. Oh,
that's cute.
Wait, I'm gonna treasure this forever. I'm gonna put it in my phone case.
I'm gonna treasure this forever.
I am. Thanks, Grant. That's so cute.
Biggie, what are you doing?
Think Cheddarini.
I'm gonna pick him up and put him on my lap.
I think
so
that's wise.
You guys keep talking about Cheddarini.
I think that's wise.
I'm so sorry.
What do we love about Cheddarini, Grant?
He has such a little personality. He's so cute. I actually have a life-size cutout of him in my living room.
In the living room? I feel like that should be part of the set of the show.
That's true. We can do that for next episode.
We can be sponsored by Cheddarini. Okay. And now we're finally getting started and getting set. We had a really wonderful start to the day. Please welcome Biggie to the pod. Hi, Biggie. Thanks for peeing everywhere.
As we've talked about before in the pod, Biggie is extremely poorly trained. I don't know whose job it was to train him, but they didn't do it. And so now I have this dog. Anyway, we went to the Grammys.
We did. We went to the Grammys.
A week ago. It was so exciting. I'm going to rein this in so that people think we're Hollywood. We're cool. Is something
oh, yeah.
Wrong?
We got to be cool. No, I was with you.
Bro. I thought you were looking at me like something was going wrong.
No, bro. Sorry. We're Hollywood. We're cool. It was not. We weren't like super excited about it, freaking out about it. It was like super normal for us.
When we found out we were going to get to go to the Grammys, I screamed like it was my first day on Earth. I was like, oh my, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to us, because I knew we were going to get to see Doechii live. We were going to get to see Shakira live.
We knew Beyonce was going to be in the room.
And I've always wanted to be in the same room as Beyonce.
Yes.
Not to be weird, but like if we're breathing the same air, then that's something that's happened to me.
That's not weird. That's everyone in the world.
Everyone feels that way. Right? Right? Actually, I saw, not to get in the weeds, but I saw a lot of discourse about people being angry that Beyonce won Album of the Year because Billie Eilish didn't win. And I'm a Billie fan. My number one played song in 2024 was Birds of a Feather. I love that song. I love that album. I'm not saying anyone's better than anyone, but Beyonce objectively deserves to win Album of the Year any year she puts out an album. And I'm actually going to stand on that.
Great. Cool. I agree. Beyonce is... it's fun to be alive in the reign of Beyonce.
Thank God.
That's my take.
Thank God. Anyway, so we got to be in the same room as Beyonce. We got to see Doechii perform, Sabrina, Chappell Roan. Benson Boone made us leap out of our chairs screaming.
Okay, this Benson Boone boy blew me away.
This Benson Boone boy blew us away.
I know that he does that bouncy Benson Boone backflip. I know he does that. Front flip.
Say it 5 times fast.
The bouncy Benson Boone backflip.
No, say bouncy Benson Boone backflip blew me away 5 times.
The bouncy Benson Boone backflip blew me away. The bouncy Benson Boone backflip blew me away. Okay, anyway. He starts in the audience. We've seen the clip. He starts in the audience and I'm like, oh, okay.
Cute boy.
Heidi Klum, Nikki Glaser is there. And they rip his clothes off. Ha ha, what a fun bit. I was like, that's cute that they did something cute. And then he's walking up the stairs pretty quick. And I'm like, oh man, he's getting ready to sing. Wait, he's stepping on the bench of the piano to step on the piano to, oh my God, he's upside down in the air, lands, sings like, the highest note.
Yeah. And we stand up.
We're I couldn't breathe.
No!
I couldn't breathe.
It was electric. Sorry, I forgot I was doing a podcast. It was electric.
It was like flat out amazing. And here's the thing. I know it's just a little front flip gimmick. And I know that that's not necessarily.
And he does it every time.
He does it all the time and everyone's already seen it. I had not seen it in person.
Right.
And in person, let me tell you, listener, viewer, it's out of control.
It was stunning.
It was so fun because even when you know he's going to do it, you forget that he's going to do it until he's already upside down in a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
It was sort of like
he did it twice. He did do it twice. And the second time he flipped, he afterward did his like, and like upon landing, it wasn't even a backflip. It was like some sort of
front flippy tuck like, under himself like thing.
Twisty do.
Yeah.
I was screaming my head. This was the fun thing about going to the Grammys, actually, besides the outfits, which we'll get to. The fun thing about going to the Grammys is when you're at home watching something like that, you're like, oh, sick. Oh, my God, Doechii killed it. Like, hell yeah, yeah. Beyonce won, whatever.
But when you're
there, you can scream like you're at a football game.
But when you're there and you're actually like one of the invited, when you're actually one of the people who belongs in that space.
That's not what I'm saying.
You get to belong there. And it's really, we're just all peers in that space.
We just went from two kids who synchronized scooter in their basement to two plus ones in the suite.
To two plus ones at the Grammys.
What song did you guys get nominated for?
Us?
Yeah.
Oh, a song that we would be nominated for? It would be one that like...
Or can I hear the song that you were nominated for right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. It's
We were nominated in
Yeah, I forgot to mention that we were invited because we were nominated. Yeah. And we were really nervous.
Totally.
Because we wanted to win.
Well, because it was a song. It was an unconventional song. It was a song about... It was an unconventional song. It was a song about...
Yeah, I can bring my keyboard closer.
It was like a song about animal conservation.
Yeah, it sure was. And it was sort of our We Are the World.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
I started playing it wrong, but let me play it a little better because it's sort of our call to action about animal conservation.
Sorry,
let me go.
A la Quincy Jones.
Yeah. It was,
you know, it's kind of got this feel.
The day we are born, we know it's time to do good stuff here on Earth.
Yeah! And as we go on in our lives, we forget the way that we were meant to live, specifically in relation to the animals.
Specifically the ugly ones.
The ugly ones.
That nobody's trying to say.
So be nice to the ugly animals. It's not their fault that they're ugly as hell.
Be nice to the ugly guys. It's not their fault that they've got scraggly little hairs.
The scales weren't what they picked. That's just how they were.
It's how they were born. And then
it kind of built. You've heard it,
right? You you know it, but there's a part where Gabe does a backflip.
I also do a backflip, but I need a lot. I need two dancers to stand on either side of me, and I sort of use their shoulders.
And they spot you.
And they spot me. I can't do it on my own. I need two spotters.
Totally.
We also have to bring out a mat, which is why it was too many logistics for the Grammys. They wouldn't let us
A bouldering mat.
Right. Someone shouts on belay. Yeah. I respond belay on.
Yeah, but anyway, they didn't have us perform at the Grammys this year. They did ask us to do like the daytime show prior to like the big nighttime show, but we were like, you know what?
If it's nighttime or bust.
We'll do nighttime next year. Mm-hmm. Totally.
We did raise a lot of money for the Ugly Animals, though.
Totally, for those, yeah.
I just blew my voice out trying to sound like Michael Bolton.
Well.
Did it work? Was it effective?
It was effective for a brief moment, and then you started coughing. So the outfits for the Grammys.
Okay.
We find out we're going to the Grammys 48 hours before it's time to go.
Which is pretty classic for, you know, that's not a big deal. We've got a closet full of Grammys outfits. It's not a big deal. You know what I mean?
I just hit my stylist up real quick. I can't stress to the listener enough how unimportant you have to be to not know you get to go to the Grammys.
Until 48 hours before. And we weren't even invited. We were plus ones.
We were plus ones.
I was my wife's plus one. Yeah. You were our friend Isabel's plus one.
Yeah. There was going to be nowhere written down on any sheet of paper was being invited to the Grammys.
Yeah. My friend Melissa does style me for stuff, and I did call her, and we did walk around on FaceTime. We walked around a thrift store in the desert once I found out.
Aww.
I dropped you guys off to get your nails did, and then I walked around a thrift store in the desert with Melissa.
That's really sweet. Shout out Melissa
at Molesy Mouse. She does a really cool thing, actually. I'll shout her out. She does a really cool thing where she styles like comedians and actors and people for events and red carpets and whatever, but it's entirely secondhand and thrifted and like
that's
consigned
really cool
stuff.
And she does a great job.
She does a great job. And it's not no one's like she's very adamant about like, you know, combating fast fashion and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which I think is really cool. And also I like the thrift vibe anyway. So
totally.
it's a match made in heaven.
It's also a match made in heaven too, because we're so big on conservation.
We're so big on conservation and saving the ugly
animals. Imagine you wear a brand new snakeskin boot to the Grammys.
And it's, why are they made into boots? Because they're ugly. This is what we're combating.
See, no, and that's what we're working on.
And that's
combating.
What we're combating.
All right, I'm going to shift us away from the Grammys.
What? We're not done talking about the Grammys. It was so fun. Okay, it'll come up later.
I think you're probably right. Everyone's going to turn on us because we're just like so.
We're so LA now.
I have a fun STEM fact for the STEM podcast.
Oh,
yay!
Hey everybody, welcome back to a STEM podcast. This podcast is a podcast that is STEM.
And we it's could do like my brother do, and me do like podcast within a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
A STEM pod.
I learned that shark scales.
Ugly, famously ugly.
Are called dermal denticles.
Huh?
Isn't that horrible?
say.
Shark scales are called dermal denticles.
Isn't that horrible?
And they're essentially just teeth. Like, they're made of the same things as teeth. So supposedly teeth perhaps evolved from dermal denticles.
Wait. Their skin is teeth?
Essentially.
Their skin is teeth?
Their skin is teeth, bro.
Which is really gross to think about. And speaking of the ugly animals, tell me about my dermal denticles and how it's okay.
Wait, two things. One, sharks have scales?
I mean, essentially, yeah.
I thought their skin was like rubbery, like dolphin.
Me too.
It can be really sharp.
What?
That's actually crazy. Their skin is teeth. Their skin is teeth. And their eyes are feet.
And their teeth are sharper teeth.
Everything is teeth, except that the eyes are feet.
Right. And I'm not quite sure what you mean by eyes or feet. We're trying to tell the truth about
sharks. The eyes are feet. The teeth are sharper teeth. And the fins are... I'm just like, if the skin is teeth, what else is happening in there?
Oh, well, I've got another shark fact if you keep going. And the one defense to if you meet a shark made of teeth is you punch him in his nose tooth, square in the nose tooth, and he goes backwards, I think, or something.
Bro, if you hit a shark, I don't think everyone's like, punch a shark. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to punch a shark.
You punch the shark in its nose tooth.
Nose tooth.
And it goes upside down,
the like shark a torpedo. Or the tooth.
The shark is. Sorry, Annie's in the background going like, no, 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 stop saying that. I must be getting
ignore
it wrong.
Her. Keep it going.
Okay, there's something about the shark where he goes, he tips and he's like capsizes? Horizontal. Yes, in the water.
If you punch a shark, he capsizes in the water. That's how the surfers survive.
I saw it on Shark Week.
Okay, say the name of the thing again, Grant.
Dermal denticles.
Dermal denticles. Dermal denticles. Teeth for skin. Dermal denticles.
It's curious how it gets like that. Dermal denticles. It's so fun to tickles. To think about skin for teeth.
Okay, skin for teeth is crazy.
Wait, my trainer at the gym, whose name is Jim, asked us a question one day during the ab section that haunts me to this day, which is, would you rather have teeth for hair or hair for teeth?
Hold on.
Jim said,
would you rather have
teeth for hair or hair for teeth? And I think a shark would say teeth for hair. Clearly, because that's
it's
the
got
life
teeth
they live.
For skin.
Unless they're dying to be soft.
I don't know, bro.
Do you think a shark is dying to be soft?
I think it depends on the shape of both of those scenarios. Like if the hair teeth was one thick strand instead of like,
ew.
Obviously a bunch of strands
oh
is gross,
gosh.
But one big strand per tooth, like thick strand per tooth.
Like how whales have like fuzzy mouth.
No, like I'm, one.
No, no, no. He's saying like a tooth-sized hair.
Yeah.
Would it be bendy?
Like this thing.
Would it be bendy?
I would imagine it would be kind of rubbery.
And then what do the teeth on your head look like? Like obviously, if they look like mouth teeth, then that's gross.
Yeah, but you want them to be long strands of
teeth.
Well,
I want them to like. What if it was cool, like the shark scale? Like it could be kind of cool.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Kind of a in my brain when you said teeth for hair, I was kind of picturing Darth Maul vibes. Does that ring for you?
Yeah, I was
I know
picturing
that rings
that
for you
too. Or you
were picturing Darth Maul. Also, Allie's first thought was Darth Maul. She was like, Darth Maul and some vintage Mew Mews.
Like,
that was my first thing
I
pictured.
I was like, who's... Okay, I'm pretty sure you're going to be really proud of this. I'm pretty sure Darth Maul is like red.
Yes.
And he has makeup on.
It's his skin, but yes.
Totally.
I mean, the actor has makeup on.
Yeah, and so who's really
if
right
if you
want
to...
The teeth all over the shark... made me think of people getting the tooth gemstones. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
And what would a...
You were thinking about a bedazzled shark?
This might be played out in a dumb song choice, but what would Silver Lake Shark?
Oh my God.
Grant is obsessed with making fun of Silver Lake Shark.
Silver Lake Shark.
Yeah.
Gemstones.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's a song there, but maybe we've done too much Silver Lake content.
I don't mind too much Silver Lake content.
Well, you know what he would have.
Does anyone who listens to this podcast outside of LA know what Silver Lake is? That's the first
Silver
question.
Lake is Brooklyn. Silver Lake is the like indie, like artsy part of your town, wherever you are. Probably LA. So Silver Lake. Silver Lake is Silver Lake.
Silver
Lake shark. He was seeming kind of feminist and nice.
Uh-huh.
He was in an indie band with other sharks who looked like him, and they all had jewels on their head teeth. He seemed pretty nice at first. He seemed like he read the right kind of literature. But on our second date, I'm dating the shark. On our second date, he told me he wasn't ready for a relationship.
Uh-huh.
And so I punched him in his shark tooth nose that had a piercing in the septum of the tooth nose. I punched it square in the tooth nose.
And his little shark cigarettes fell out of his little shark sleeve and fell down to the ground past his little shark Carhartt pants and his little shark chain wallet.
And they fell next to his little shark shoes, which were some dirty old Converse
that he took off to put on his other shoes, which were just those boots that with the two straps on the front, you know what I'm talking about, the ones from Australia, that these boys be wearing, or some Clarks.
Yeah, he fell next to his shark Clarks.
He fell, his sharky cigarettes fell next to his shark Clarks.
And I said, I hope I never see you swimming around Zebulon again.
That's a bar. That's a bar where all the cool
where
people go.
Where all the Silver Lake sharks swim.
Yeah. Anyway, those kind of men exist. They're real. They're around. They're looking like they're mechanics.
And for and the listener.
Really not mechanics. They're instead, say it with me, everyone, graphic
creative
designers.
And for the listener, just so you know.
Which ultimately means they are, everyone say it with me, unemployed.
And just.
which I have to be. Remind us. I have to be careful because. Everyone say it with me. Gabe is that guy.
Exactly. I was going to say, we don't have a ton of leg to stand on, or fin to stand on, rather.
We don't have a fun...
Because we are currently doing a podcast, which is the worst thing two people could ever do. So, hey,
I know we talked last week about episode 9 being something to celebrate, but 10th episode... I don't want to touch you, Scooters. 10th episode. 10th episode. 10th episode.
He's feeling weird about me because of the scooter thing.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Happy 10th episode,
happy 10th
everyone.
Ep, everybody.
We never thought we'd get here.
Hey, if you listened to, let's say, 60% of the first, of all the episodes out of Mom Said, I don't know how we can prove this, DM us on Instagram and say, Scooter Brigade.
No, don't make Scooter. Please do not make Scooter Brigade a thing.
DM us on Instagram and say Scooter Brigade.
That's honestly one of our deepest, darkest secrets.
And I'll try to find an old photo of Allie and I that I send that is an embarrassing one.
There's no, I mean, there's plenty of embarrassing photos, but there's definitely no photo in existence of us doing a scooter show.
Guaranteed not.
I think mom and dad at the time knew that we would not want that to go down in history.
To come with us.
To be part of our,
in our lives.
To be part of our lives.
We can't have that. But if you've listened to even half the episodes, hit me with Scooter Brigade. On the DMs.
Hit me with Scooter Brigade.
I'm checking the DMs. I'm running the account on Instagram and on TikTok. And someone on YouTube the other day said, this is the worst podcast I've ever seen.
No, didn't he
on
say?
On one of the clips?
Didn't he say we're the two worst podcast hosts or something?
Yeah. It was like something about, you two are the worst possible people that could ever host a podcast. Something like that.
Period.
And I responded. I said,
agree, King.
I said, thanks, David. How'd you find us?
Dude, whatever.
Thanks, David.
Whatever, bro.
Thanks, man.
Guys, what is everyone doing for Valentine's Day? Should we all hang out?
No, dude, I'm married.
Right, totally. Okay.
I'm doing stuff on Valentine's Day.
And I actually have a date.
I would be in trouble.
I actually have a date.
I would get in trouble if I didn't do something on Valentine's Day.
You're not getting in trouble.
No,
you're
not in trouble. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would have done bad.
You would have done bad. You would get in trouble with me.
Right.
If you were to do something other than something for your wife, I would say this. Shame on you, stupid.
No, but here's what I will say. I will say this is not this. This is for any of the married listeners. I do get in trouble, not in the you come home and she's yelled at you kind of way. But there's a
There's a stink on the day if you don't do good. That is right. What I mean by getting in trouble.
That's what.
And when I used to listen to these old comedians be like, my wife, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, stupid. But it's not about wife. It's about when you're in the partnership.
You're hurting.
And you do a bad job.
You're doing bad.
You get in trouble.
And you make it stink in there.
Yes, you make it stink in there. So, yes, I do get in trouble with my wife, but not in the way that's like the old ball and chain way. In the way that like you live in the same house and you did a bad job at a thing.
And you stink.
And so then it stinks.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally. The only way you can get away with stinking up a house and not really.
Are you going to try to defend your dog right now?
Is if you're 19 pounds.
No, you're not getting away with it. He's not getting away with it. We're all still mad. It does stink in the house.
I'm an enabler.
100%. Okay, Valentine's Day.
What's everyone doing for Valentine's Day? Grant, do you have a date?
Lauren and I are going to a little restaurant that is one that she's been wanting to go to.
That's a good idea to do something that your partner wants to do.
And I'm going good to get job, and dude. I'm going to get her some flowers on the day because I made us. This is kind of cute. This actually, is points. This is points
cute.
For me.
This
I did,
is cute.
I do good every once in a while. I made back when I was doing pottery in my famous funk that we have talked about, which was as we discovered on the podcast, depression.
He says we discovered, but we all knew he was depressed.
Okay, I was. I was depressed. I was depressed. Express. And I
all aboard the depression express.
All aboard the depression express. All aboard the depression express.
All aboard the depression express. Next stop, Gapeville.
When you have a tough time and you don't feel like your world is headed in a good way, then you gotta keep trying to make a way to be making yourself have a good day. And that's the way that you get away from the bad stuff in your life. You gotta do whatever you can to get on the Depression Express. It's a one-way ticket
to the Depression Express.
It's a one-way ticket.
The Depresh Express.
Anyway, the only way out is through.
The only way out is through. The Depress anyway, I made what I have called our love vase, which is just, it sounds cheeseball when you say it out loud.
Yeah,
but it's cute.
I'll send a photo. She likes it.
I made a cute little vase that is like white, and then I scratched a bunch of X's and O's in it in like a fun kind of cute way, and then put a couple red hearts on it that I glazed.
As the British say, love hearts.
Love
hearts.
Let's
not talk about glazing and love
vase. No. We're going to get in trouble. Anyway, you're right. And you're right. Oh, and he's dipping. He's leaving. There's no footage on the Grant cam anymore. He's out. He's quitting the podcast. Okay, so it's this little vase that has hearts and X's and O's. Grant is now just cleaning the kitchen.
That's crazy.
He just needs a Diet Coke.
He's insane.
I got this little love vase that I made for Lauren that is some X's and O's and hearts on it. And it sounds cheesy and it is a little cheesy, but it's cute. I'll send a photo. And
you put flowers in the vase.
Every birthday and Valentine's Day, I put flowers in the vase. Well,
that's cute.
She likes to put the flowers in the vase.
You could. Yeah, I would.
I'm not going to do that.
You could also, pro tip for boys. You could also do it just because.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I do it just because.
Right.
And then sometimes I'll get frustrated because I'll be like, the flowers in our love vase are dead. What does that mean?
Right. It means you're supposed to get more flowers.
Well, but sometimes sometimes she wants to pick them out.
If the flowers in the love vase are dead, that's because you're supposed to be getting more flowers.
No, I understand, but not always, because sometimes she wants to pick out specific ones and they don't have the ones, and I don't want to make the wrong decision on the flowers because she's got a vision.
Right. Totally. But let me raise you this. She would be happy if you brought any flowers home out of the kindness and love of your heart. No,
I understand. I understand. But sometimes she'll have just come back from Trader Joe's where she was like, I should get some flowers. And I was like, you should have got flowers for our love vase because now our love is dead.
Right. And then you should go out and get the flowers.
But okay.
Allie, I have something we could argue about maybe.
I don't want to argue.
No, it's not an argue.
I want to have fun.
Is it shitty? Like, let's say I was married.
Right.
Is it shitty for me to schedule random acts of kindness.
Oh, no. Okay, sorry.
Random acts of kindness for my wife. Like, would it be shitty for me to schedule get flowers for my wife on my calendar like once a week?
No.
Or does it need to be like what? Spontaneous?
No,
like it's
no.
Shitty if you schedule it.
It's no. So thoughtful to schedule it.
Okay.
I would say even if you're a person who has even if you're a person who has an assistant or someone who is helping you with your day-to-day life, calendar,
you know, relatable
anything.
Stuff.
No, I'm just saying even if you're not actually doing it, if you're thinking about it and making it happen, even if it's on a schedule, if you're having AI help you, a calendar, biggie, please. If you're having anything help you, as long as you are having the thought and doing it, I think it works.
Well, if you saw that someone you loved had put something on their calendar to remind them to like care for you or do something that you wanted to do, you would be like, oh my God, that's so cute. That's on their calendar.
Yeah.
I'm on their calendar.
I could also see an alternate universe where you would have just said to me, no, it's shitty that you have to remind yourself on your calendar. No. You should just always be thinking of that.
Because that's not realistic.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we didn't argue about this.
Us agreeing. Oh, hey, write that down.
Can you hear?
We should keep a note in like a shared note in our notes app on stuff we agree about.
Can you hear anything through your? Oh, we're never mind.
What?
We're not supposed to. Grant has a new outfit, but we're gonna just not talk about it.
Oh, it's
we just want to introduce it.
Right.
Without any, and already I've made too much of it.
Totally.
Hey,
let's move on. Grant, you never said whether or not you have a date on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. You have a date?
What did she say?
Just keep
She's
going.
On the podcast, sorry. No, I don't have a date. If there's any beautiful women out there that would like to go on a date with me.
Yeah. This will come at today, Wednesday, 5:45 a.m., whatever time it is now.
You have 48 hours to find a date.
Is it shitty for me to try to narrow it down?
In what way?
Because I have a feeling what you're about to say next, I don't love.
In what way? Narrow it down based on type of women?
Are there any 5'2 blonde women?
No, see, that's when I knew it was going to get into a funky place. I knew it was going to get into a funky place, and I tried to put the kibosh on it.
Hey, look, I tried to ask
her. Hey, look, I'm friends with Sabrina Carpenter now because we went to the Grammys.
For the listener, to be clear, we've never even come
Grammys,
close to Sabrina Carpenter.
So I'm absolutely buddies with Sabs Carps.
Ew.
Hated that
oh
when I said it. Let me take these sunglasses off.
It's crazy because you're becoming a dad.
What?
In your personality.
What?
You're being like dad vibes.
Also, my wife has announced it on Instagram, so we can talk about the fact that I am literally becoming a dad in a couple
literally.
Months. Becoming a dad in a couple of months. We're having un bebé.
Yes,
in May.
My new best friend. Arriving in just a few months.
This is a
Can't
perfect
wait.
Time for you to do. I'm absolutely weaponizing this, but this is the perfect time for you to do the ranking of the brothers this week.
Oh my gosh! It's the ranking of my two brothers. I do it every week, and it depends on basically what happened right before I do the ranking. This week on the ranking of my two brothers, my number one brother is Grant.
What?
And that's because we just agreed. And it's so rare that we agree. I want to celebrate this moment.
Think about your week.
Okay. I'm thinking about
who
my
week. Who is the number one brother this week?
Okay. Well, you are, first of all, I found out you guys were having a baby months ago. And during that time, you were the number one because you're making me my new best friend. This week we went to the Grammys together. Did you bring me to the Grammys? No.
Yes. Wait.
No. You did not bring me to the Grammys.
No, but I brought Yai home.
That's true. You did order the Uber home.
And
interesting.
Figure out how to get us out there and track this man down when he drove past us like three quarters
that
of a block.
That was nice because girls and guys who wear high heels, you know, at the end of the night when you're like, I can't.
When you're like,
fathom any taking
these
one more
feet
step.
Hurt, and this liquid Band-Aid did not cut it.
Did not do the
did
trick.
Did not do the trick.
And can I just say, how does anyone do it?
How does
Can
anyone,
I just say?
Girls.
Girls?
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 With the...
The
girls?
Girls?
I can't believe...
When girls, we try to do what we're meant to do and what we are... Girls?
Girls, I just... It's amazing the way...
And sisters, hear me.
And hear me out. It's this, amazing the way you
oh.
do. Mm.
Girls, ladies. Girls, the way you do what it's, you do.
It's incredible. And that night at the Grammys, that night at the Grammys, all three of us, our feet hurt. And Gabe did run after our Uber driver who just saw us and kept driving.
Driving far. Downtown Los Angeles.
In downtown Los Angeles.
And this man just drove his little Toyota Highlander far away from us. I said, sir, the blue dot is right here. My wife, as we've now been allowed to talk about on the podcast, is pregnant and in heels.
Visibly so.
Visibly.
Both of those things, visible.
Dude, visibly pregnant is so... She's like wearing a big sweatshirt. I'm like, wear the smallest shirt you could wear. Right. It's so great.
It's so
make
cute.
The belly out. Are you kidding me?
I make mean, do the belly out.
How make girl?
Gabe said to
make the belly out. Girl. If you're pregnant, go and make the belly out. Don't try to hide it, girl. Put that belly out. There's a life in there. Go put that belly out. Seriously,
Winnie I the Pooh ass girl. Put that belly out. That's not what you look like. If you're pregnant, you do not look like Winnie the Pooh. I'm sorry.
That's so good. I want more. I want pregnant ladies to be wearing crop tops. It's so cute to see the belly right. out.
Right. But also, but
yeah. No, not like being creepy. I'm saying, all right, I want my wife to be wearing a yeah, crappy toppy. I want that baby sticking out.
Right. And we love that baby.
Navel to the wind.
Navel to the wind is horrific.
Navel to the wind.
Navel to the wind.
Navel to the wind.
Put that belly out.
Outies to the sky. Innie to the clouds.
Girl, put that belly out.
Girl, put that belly out. Winnie Pooh ass girl, put that belly out. I meant Winnie the Pooh. You get what I mean.
Winnie Pooh ass girl, put that belly out. That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Winnie Pooh ass girl,
put that belly out.
Winnie Pooh ass girl, put that belly out.
Oh my God. Thank God Lauren doesn't listen to this podcast for real.
She literally doesn't, bro. She's never listened to an episode.
I don't know why she would. I don't know why she would.
She listens to this shit all
day. She's like, I'm sorry, I'll listen to whatever. And I'm like, girl, why would you listen to that?
I love you. Watch. Here's what I will say. Watch the clips. Watch the clips, baby.
Somebody's but
you don't
got to.
You don't got to listen to the episode, but watch the clips. But everyone else, listen to the episode.
You guys are not absolved from listening to the episode.
Listen to the episode.
She is because the rest of her
life is...
All the moments when we're not making the episode is her episode where she has to listen to this.
It's the same. And
somebody's
got to
babysit us for 1 hour a week, and that's you guys.
And that's you guys got to babysit us. You Winnie Pooh ass girl got to babysit us. It's so dumb. Okay, wait. So she's pregnant. So this... Okay, we're in the ranking of the brothers. I just rewound it back to where we were.
So
and it's Grant, and I didn't do anything for you, even though I chased down this man. I got your Starbucks this morning, even though I wanted to get a McMuffin.
Oh, interesting.
I wanted to get a McMuffin, okay, and you said, let's go to Starbucks.
I don't want to make a habit of retracting my ranking of the brothers because...
Sucka.
Wait. Let me finish. I don't want to make a habit of retracting my ranking of the brothers because I don't want us to have a debate every week. But because of these reasons that you just listed, you will be number one next week.
Damn.
Well, I can't take what I think you're actually honestly right, but I can't take what I said back.
Can you guarantee that I'll be number one next week? Shake on it.
Do you actually want to touch me after we talked about the scooters?
Is this a negotiation technique? I'm going to be number one next week. Suck it, Grant. Your hands are sweaty.
Your hands are sweaty.
No, that was your hand, bro.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Ugh. Anyway.
I didn't like that.
Well, the Super Bowl was this week.
The Super Bowl was 2 days ago. If today is Wednesday,
today is Wednesday, and the Super Bowl was 2 days ago. And you guys,
or 3 days ago,
can somebody tell me who won?
Probably the Chiefs.
Don't.
It's probably the Chiefs. Congratulations, congratulations to the Chiefs.
Wait, we should do like we should say congratulations to the winners, but try to say it like you could hear either of the words.
You say like the other team and I'll say the Chiefs.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. So we're right no matter what.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
How crazy was it that Travis Kelce proposed on the field after
that? Yeah, could you believe that?
Dude.
After the Super Bowl, I thought he was classier than this, but he proposed the confetti.
I thought that happened.
And wasn't that insane that Taylor Swift did snow angels in the confetti? We all thought that was kind of tacky and odd, but it was nice that he flew her whole family out for that.
How crazy was it when that guy got tackled so hard that his head rolled off?
That was crazy too. Blood everywhere.
I'm glad they got it back on though, because like, damn, he needed that.
And it was really, really odd to see Kendrick do entirely Fleetwood Mac for the whole halftime show.
I actually really liked that. Agreed. I felt like it was a good indication of where he's headed in his career.
It took me a second when he came out.
I was waiting for him to do Not Like Us.
There you go, and then on there, on there, the freedom. Boom, bop, bop,
I'm going to be honest.
Bop, boom, bow.
I'm going to be honest. I'd love that.
It would be fire. It would be fire.
They Not Like Us.
Yeah. Yeah. All of those things happened. Oh, and who sang the national... Who? Okay, out of the bit. Who's singing the national anthem?
Aretha Franklin.
She's dead, bro.
Fuck. No, I knew she was dead. I'm a huge Aretha Franklin fan.
Tell your Aretha Franklin...
What Aretha Franklin story?
When she had to take a break?
Oh my gosh. I went to an Aretha Franklin concert.
I'm looking up who's doing the thing.
I went to an Aretha Franklin concert many years ago. I'm a huge fan. We're from Detroit, so like Aretha's a big deal, and she's a
you don't have to be
queen.
From Detroit.
Totally. But for me, like, I grew up loving Aretha Franklin. Anyway, I went and saw her in concert at an outdoor concert toward the end of her life, and she was singing and she was rocking, like she still had it. Her voice was still it. She was still Aretha.
John Batiste.
Oh, I love John Batiste.
Jamba Juice.
I love Jamba Juice.
Famous
sweetie
savant,
pie boy.
Famous savant jazz singer songwriter Jamba Juice.
He's amazing.
No, I
anyway,
love Jamba Juice.
Aretha, in the middle of her concert, swear to God, goes, "I need a break. I'm gonna go get a snack," and walks off the stage. And then we all sit there
and wait for Aretha to have a snack.
Wait for her to come back.
It's incredible.
The band's sitting there. We're all sitting. We're talking amongst ourselves.
It's incredible.
Whatever. And then she came back. I was like.
She's like, y'all will wait. You guys will wait.
That is a queen. A true queen. She said, I'm going to go have a snack.
Down a little. There you go.
I could not fathom a reason why you would be poking me in the arm in that moment.
It was to push down the microphone so we could
see
your face.
For the listener, Gabe just touched me unprovoked. And that was horrible.
Because for the viewer, you couldn't see her face.
Aretha crushed.
John Baptiste.
I'm really excited.
Baptiste.
He, did you watch the documentary about him and his wife?
No, I didn't, but I heard it was wonderful.
You have to watch that documentary.
And by the documentary about him and his wife, do you mean the Architectural Digest episode on YouTube of their house? I did watch that. That's
a documentary.
Yeah.
It's a documentary of sorts.
Ooh, I love Open Door. I love architecture. We call it Architectikidada. We get so excited that we call Architectural Digest Architectikidada.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. We get so Architectikidada. 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 Grant off mic shouting, "Hey, hey." I love it. Yeah,
there's
we love
There's an AD book in my line of sight right now.
I love those episodes. Show me your house.
Show
me your house.
You know
house.
What I would watch? You know what I would watch the hell out of?
Show me your house.
I would watch the hell out of Show Me Your House. Now open that drawer. Now open up that drawer. I want to see what's inside. How many lighters do you have?
Architectural Digest Open Door B-side. Deep dive.
deep dive.
Yes, yes.
Open the closets.
Show me your house. Open your closets.
Open your closets. I'm dying to. And
what by the is way, your silverware?
Yes, and by the way, not just for famous people, for anyone. This is why, and I know I've talked about this before, this is why estate sales are so important.
Estate sales are incredible.
To my culture, and that is that I'm going through people's drawers.
What is in your bathroom drawer?
What is in your bathroom
that
drawer?
That has your like nail clipper and your whatever. Yeah. What does that look like?
What does that look like?
Show
what
is me
your
it.
What's your socks look like? What's under your bed? I just like
inside your fridge, bro.
Inside your fridge.
Show me the inside of your fridge.
I'll be endlessly interested in people and their items. But yeah, definitely homes.
Show me the inside of your fridge.
Show me the inside of your freezer and show me where you keep your marshmallows.
Yeah. Where were we? Super Bowl. Yeah, probably the honestly the Chiefs.
We could say congratulations, boys.
Congrats, boys.
Because you know it's gonna be men winning the Super Bowl. Yeah. It always
honestly, take a look at the entire roster.
Congratulations, boys. Again with the men winning the Super Bowl.
When are we gonna see a woman out there?
When are we gonna have a girl quarterback? I'm for real.
When are we gonna have a girl on the offensive line? Huh?
That's right.
Get her in the trenches. When are we gonna let women in the trenches?
Absolutely.
There's been a lot of bits
NFL,
that are putting me.
NFL, national female.
Let them rock.
Let them.
National females, let them.
Let them for once. Mm-hmm. Sorry, what were you going to say? There's been a lot of bits about what? Football?
Yeah.
We talk about football a lot.
I know. We love it. It's a STEM and football podcast.
We love football. We love football.
Okay, I learned this thing. Pat Riley, who is one of the owners of the Heat, and he was a famous NBA coach. Stay with me. He was a famous.
I actually had already tuned out.
I know. Stay with me.
I was like,
if I make it a song, does it help?
Yes.
Pat Riley, who was a famous NBA coach, and is now an owner in the Miami Heat, among other things.
Also basketball.
He did a really cool thing in the 80s or 90s.
That was a long time ago.
Where he got a copyright on the phrase three-peat. He literally copyrighted
that
three-peat.
Business.
So now anytime a team, he pulled out copyrights on three-peat. I just saw this on Instagram somewhere. Credit to Instagram, whoever showed me it. My brain is so full of internet.
Credit to Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, credit to Daddy Zuck. This guy, Pat Riley, you can look it up, opened up copyrights for merch, like backpacks, t-shirts, you know, merch,
yeah,
all kinds of other, I forget what the other delineations are, but now if you're going to use three-peat on a hat and sell, like if the Chiefs win, when they won or whatever, he gets paid. You have to pay him a 5% fee for any usage of the phrase three-peat, which is like, first of all, I can't believe that like is even allowed to happen, but also I guess they would let it happen because it's so rare that ever happens in sports. Like, it's literally never happened in the NFL.
I've done it in bowling.
You've three-peated in what way?
A turkey.
Okay, that's a turkey.
Right. We should copyright turkey.
I hate it here at this podcast.
We should copyright something because that's passive income, babe.
Hey, look. We're out here looking for passive income, babe.
We're out here looking for passive income, babe. If you could think of a thing that we could copyright, we'll copyright it and we'll give you a cut.
Who is this? Wait, can you
put a... Yeah, thank you. Hey, look, are you out there trying to get some passive income?
I know we all are.
Aren't we all looking for that mailbox money? Go ahead and copyright a bunch of words and hope that perhaps these words become relevant either socially or internetally or in any sort of way.
If they'll let me, I'll copyright the word hello.
Hello. And perhaps later on, somebody turns it into some merch, you get a 5% fee.
Abadell shaking in her boots.
Okay. I don't know who they were, but I would like for them to come back and be fleshed out in a future episode. I did like them.
Remember the Dugsdale Dimmadome? or whatever it was?
Doug. Yeah.
Was that
Doug,
what it was?
The Dimmsdale Dimmadome. I'm Doug Dimmadome of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome. Yeah,
that's
it was from Fairly Odd Parents.
That's us when we copyright a phrase that we come up with here on the pod. You know, we could really start making some money if every episode we pick a phrase to copyright. How do you copyright something?
I think you have to file a form with the copyright daddies of government.
Who are these daddies and how much does it cost to do that?
It's probably not a lot. It's probably like $150 to own the words for 30 years or something.
Yeah.
Listen to, this is how easy it is to make up fucking shit on a podcast. The sentence I just said, I have no idea
right.
No idea.
Sometimes people comment.
Men
with microphones.
I literally just said you probably pay $150 and you own the words for 30 years.
That's probably
not how
it works.
I don't know if that's true, but I have a microphone.
Right. No,
and so I just said it.
It's the decline of civilization as we know it.
I just said it.
Right. Totally. Sometimes people comment on our videos being like, these guys are liars. And it makes me laugh because I'm like, totally.
Totally. Totally. And it's not even that we're trying to.
No, we just don't know
we're
shit.
Just
obviously we don't
idiots.
Know.
Idiots. And here's also the thing about it is, this is not, okay, never mind. It is, it's a STEM podcast. I was going to say, this is not an educational podcast.
No, we're
it's
constantly not like we're out here, reiterating that, and promising that this is an
this
educational
is a STEM podcast.
Yeah.
You're totally right.
We spend so much time being
so
like, we are scientists and this is true.
And
then
so
we
sorry.
Say made up stuff.
You're right. You're right. This is a beautiful STEM podcast that we're very thankful that everyone listens to.
And we're thankful. And, real quick, could we do like a love song for Valentine's Day to say goodbye
yeah.
to everyone? To send
oh,
them off
that.
On their Valentine's
I
week?
I love that. That's really lovely. Yeah.
Should
what are we wishing?
Any, should we
what
do
are
an we, existing love song? Maybe
what are we wishing?
From ABBA?
What are we wishing for people? What are we wishing for people to experience this Valentine's Day?
I'm wishing that they experience romantic love beyond fathomable understanding, like something from a movie.
I hate that sound. Hold on.
I hope your Valentine's Day is like a movie.
Cut. Action, lights, camera.
And not like the movie where the girl at the end realizes she should be alone for a while.
Action, camera, lights, director, producer.
I hope your Valentine's Day is more like the movie where the guy runs through the airport and buys a ticket just to get to your gate before you do.
He made it through security really fast.
And that's the power of love.
Of love, of love, of love, of love.
I hope your Valentine's Day is like a movie where the guy, oh, maybe you're dating a girl, where the girl realizes something and then calls a cab saying, I gotta get to them as fast as I can.
Here, keep the change, keep the meter running.
I hope your Valentine's Day is like a movie where they kiss at the end and that's the end of that. They never have an argument again.
The story ends with a kiss and we never have to see them pay bills or make financial decisions together or have a kid and get that kid on time to soccer practice or overcome any sort of hardships in the family. It just ends with a kiss.
May this love find you.
And you.
And if you don't have anyone, which you will, because we just cast a spell in the form of a song. But if you don't find anyone, just know that we love you.
We
so
love
much.
You. We'll be your date. Thank you so much. This is another episode of Mom Said. It's a podcast that we like doing and we like having you guys listen. What are the announcements right now?
There's only one ever. Well, I'll You actually give your announcement and then I'll come up with an announcement.
Okay. My announcement is that I'm taping my comedy special in how many weeks now? I think like 6 weeks until we tape it, maybe 5 weeks until we tape it. We're super excited. The late show is selling better than the earlier show. The earlier show has more tickets available. Please come to it if you're in Los Angeles. And if you're not in Los Angeles, get here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. It's a show I've been working on for a while and it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be really cool. My friend Oren Whalen is going to do the production design. So he's helping with the set. Our friend Oren, who we love, my friend Patrick Mohlberger, who's been directing for the life of the show, is directing it. Anyway, it's going to be really fun. Tickets available at the link in my bio, and we'll put it at the link in the description.
Yes, and my announcement is I'll probably be riding my bike to the coffee shop one of these mornings when I get my helmet back. So if anyone wants to meet me there...
What happened to your helmet?
I left it in the desert.
Oh. I think that's about it. Appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. Have a lovely Valentine's Day. And congratulations to the team that won the Super Bowl, which was the
Go Chiefs. Eagles! Bye.
Yeah. We gotta go.
We gotta go.